give a call and make a pledge for the Jimmy Fund. You'll feel good about yourself as well as helping these people.
Okay, Ralph, thank you. Before he left today, Raleigh Jacob spent some time with us. Raleigh made a donation, Raleigh and his wife Ellie, in memory of Colonel Bob Simpson and Gary Shaker. So, Raleigh, if you're listening, thank you. And, of course, we have the challenge pledges and everything else, Mike, the bids on the bat and the ball.
That's right.
And the wall. And
we have a piece of the Green Monster here, a piece of the left field wall. When they redid the wall a couple of years ago, when they tore down the old wall or parts of the old wall, they made it available for these kinds of functions. And right now we have a bid of $100 on the piece of the left field wall. What a great conversation piece for a home rec room or a bar at home, or if you own a business establishment and you're looking for something to hang over your cash
register.
Some
people have a piece of the rock, you can have a piece of the wall.
You can have a piece of the wall, and that's right. And a great conversation piece if you're the diehard Red Sox fan, or if you know someone who is, buy it as a gift. Put it away for Father's Day or something and donate it then.
And it's baseball too, Mike. It's an official American League baseball, and it is signed by every member of the 1982 Red Sox. And there are some names on here that you will get on another ball. Carney Lansford is no longer with them. I always like to check the Red Sox baseball to see who's not with them any longer. Tony Perez, but it is.
And we're looking,
it's a nice thing to have.
We're looking for a $50 bid for that baseball, and we haven't had one yet. So, again, a great conversation piece, a great memento to have if you're a Red Sox fan or you know somebody who is. What a great gift to give to some youngster who's a Red Sox fan, and a baseball with the 1982 Red Sox signatures on it. We also have a bat here that Dave and I were admiring just a few moments ago that was used by Jim Rice. This is not a Jim Rice baseball bat that Jim Rice's name has been imprinted on. This is a bat that Jim actually used, and it looks like he might have used it to drive one out of the stadium because it's a little crack there.
The pine tar is on it. And it has the number 14 at the end of it. So this was used by him.
That was used by Jim Rice. And we have a $50 bid on that now, and we're looking for a little bit more on that bat. So whatever your fancy is, whether it's a piece of the wall, an autographed baseball, Jim Rice bat, we have posters here, we have license plates, all kinds of good things like that. And we're looking for bids, and we're looking, not bids, we're looking for donations and bids on those items.
Mike, we've got this this challenge pledge, too, from Paula Wong. She is challenging state police. Anyone, a member of the state police from the Northampton Barracks, has pledged $25, and she is challenging all these people from the state police barracks to match that challenge, and that's not too hard. So we hope that along the way that if any member of the state police are listening out there, to make that donation and to meet Paula Wong's challenge.
Again, those numbers are 586-2721, 586-2721, and Greenfield 774-2717. And I guess right about now it's time for us to go up to Greenfield, and we say good afternoon. I guess Bob Sawyer's still there. Bob, are you there?
Bob Sawyer is still there, yes. Okay, and good afternoon to everybody, and it's nice to be back on our little network here today, WPOE and WHMP together for the Jimmy Fund. And if you're going to get two radio stations to pool their resources, it should be for a good reason, and this is about the best reason there is, helping to fight cancer in children. We'd like to invite all the listeners in Franklin County to call us with your pledges. Our phone number is 774-2717, and our address is 154 Federal Street in Greenfield. If you're going to be downtown today, or even if you weren't planning to come downtown today, why don't you think about it? Because we'd love to have you drop on by. We have refreshments. We have coffee and donuts and Pepsi and various other sodas, courtesy of the Leader Beverage Corporation. We also have some gifts that we would be happy to turn over to you and exchange donations to the Jimmy Fund. And most of all, we want you to open up your hearts and then your wallets, okay, and think about how important this really is. The 1983 Jimmy-thon on the air here at WPOE. I guess we'll go through some of these gifts that we have for you. The folks at Hog Hollow, the country jeweler, they're on Main Street in downtown Greenfield, have been very generous. And if you'd like an 18-inch sterling silver serpentine chain, we're asking for a pledge of $15 or more, and that can be arranged. That'll make a nice present for somebody. Maybe you have an anniversary coming up or Valentine's Day. How can I forget Valentine's Day? What a nice present that would be. You could surprise your honey with a very nice 18-inch sterling silver serpentine chain. And, of course, the money goes to the Jimmy Fund, so you're doing two great things at the same time. You're donating the money to the worthy cause, and you're going to give somebody a nice present. The folks at Leader Beverage Corporation up at Brattleboro distribute Pepsi and Schweppes products. They have been very, very generous, and I can't thank them enough. Not only did they bring us down several cases of soda so that we could provide refreshments here today, they also brought us some Pepsi gifts probably the nicest of which, in terms of financial value, has to be this Novus Electronics Digital Quartz Watch, which I have right here in front of me. What a nice item. And we're willing to let this go for a donation of $35 to the Jimmy Fund. Also, from the folks at Leader Beverage, a royal blue and red duffel bag, and we're looking for a $25 donation to the Jimmy Fund for that, and a six-pack cooler, which is red, white, and blue, for a $10 donation to the Jimmy Fund. That is yours. And, of course, you've been hearing the folks at the Hampshire Mall talk about these Jimmy Fund license plates. Well, there they are, showing them around to all the people here in the studio. Isn't that nice? It's red, white, and blue. And it says, help make a dream come true, remember the Jimmy Fund. You can very proudly sport this on your vehicle for a $5 donation or more to the Jimmy Fund. We have a whole stack of them here at the studio in Greenfield. So, come on down. Now, here we go. Something new for you. A challenge. This is going to be interesting. $25 from the Final Frontier Arcade in Greenfield, one of the fun centers here in town, a fine establishment. They are challenging all of the arcades in the area to match this pledge. Okay? So those of you listening down in Northampton, and those of you listening in Amherst, those of you listening around Greenfield, anywhere where you might be hearing us, out in Orange, I know there's an arcade out there, you are being challenged by the Final Frontier. They have given us a $25 pledge. They want all of you guys to match it. So you guys at the Dream Machine, Just Fun, Spectrum, and the Video Barn, let's get going, okay? Match the Final Frontier's pledge for the Jimmy Fund. And our phone number, if you forgot, is 774-2717. Anybody who might be listening at one of those arcades anywhere in the area, give us a call if you'd like to match that donation from the Final Frontier in Greenfield. It's a $25 pledge, and we'll be happy to announce it on the air and, you know, make note of your good job. Anybody who would like to phone us in a pledge in memory of a loved one or for some particular reason, we'll be happy to mention it on the air. It's all for the Jimmy Fund. We'll do just about anything. I'll go out and then maybe do some wash your windows or something if I thought it would help raise money for the Jimmy Fund. Let me just say that we are at your disposal in terms of anything that we can do on the radio to make it easier for you to consider making a donation for the Jimmy Fund. The phone number here at WPOE, 774-2717. We're right on the corner of Federal and Garfield Streets. It's the red building on the corner. You can't miss it. If you're driving by and listening to me in your car radio right now, just run in, okay? It doesn't have to be a large donation. Anything you can afford will help, because remember, 90% of what we raise goes right directly to help fight cancer. And now that I've had my spiel, let's go back to the Hampshire Mall. Are you guys ready to go? Hello. We're going back to the Hampshire Mall to continue our Jimmy-thon and our broadcast with WHMP.
Okay, thank you very much, Bob. It's 129 here at WHMP, and Mike Dion with you here on this Saturday afternoon from the mall. And we just, again, want to remind you of those phone numbers. They are 586-2721 and in Greenfield, 774-2717. And we have been very, very quiet here for the past couple of hours, actually, so let's make those phone numbers ring. It's been mentioned earlier before, 97% of the money raised in these fundraising events with the Jimmy-thons go to the cause. They don't get tied up in administrative duties. No one here is making any money on this this afternoon. We are here to try and get you, induce you to donate some money because it is such a good cause. I was reading this morning the annual report of the Farber Cancer Institute from last year, and a couple of the things that I was most impressed with was First of all, the fact that that so much of the money actually does go right to the cause. You don't have to worry about, if you've been watching too much Six, that someone else is running off with your money. It's going to the cause, and that is, of course, the treatment of cancer, not only in children but in adults. And two other things I was most impressed with was the fact that great strides are being made in early detection, and, of course, the earlier these diseases are detected, the better chance of eliminating them. And of course, in the treatment of the diseases, great strides have been made over the years. So, these are areas that are saving lives, and are really great strides are being made. But your continued financial support is needed to continue this work. So, give us a call. The phones are quiet right now. 586-2721. Please give us a call. Make a donation. Peter Keenan with us right now, and Peter, you have some pledges.
We have a few more announcements to make. Some pledges brought in. Krista Williams and Connie Bergmark. Nice donation. Thank you very much. June Owen from Northampton. And we have Jenny Dosti from East Hampton and Irene Pepin from Florence. All nice donations. All of you people at in the Northampton area that happen to know Ralph Levy, we have him out in the mall with a fishbowl, and he's doing a great job out there. At this point, the phones are quiet, all three of them, and keep them ringing at 586-2721. And Dennis, I think you have something to say here.
Yes, I do. We just got a phone call and a pledge. This, I guess, would be a Jimmy Fund success story, one of many. And this comes from Ann Blakesley Chunklow. She's the mother of Glenn Robert Chunklow. And 11 years ago, he had cancer, was treated at the Jimmy Fund at the Sidney Farber or Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. That's 11 years ago. He's still with us. He's 21 years old. He got treatment there, so this is just your friends and neighbors, and that's really what it's all about. It's easy to talk in the abstract, the Jimmy Fund in Boston, but we're talking about local people getting help when they need it, and that's why we're here today, Mike.
That's what I was just mentioning a couple of minutes ago, the great strides that have been made in early detection, that when you can get to something like this early and keep somebody around a little bit longer, that's great. A couple of other challenges that have come out. First of all, earlier this morning, Russ Cofilia, owner of Northampton Motors, challenge to all the businesses on King Street. Listen, if you're on King Street right now driving around in your car and you're going into one of those businesses on King Street, they may not have a radio. They might not even know they've been challenged. Let them know. Tell them that Russ has challenged for everything from a business on King Street. Northampton Motors is going to kick in $5, and we want to take as much money away from Russ as we can. So if you're driving around on King Street right now and you go into a business there, tell them. Say, hey, did you hear about the challenge on the Jimmy Fund on the radio? And get those people to realize that they have been challenged, and we want some donations from people on King Street. And also, just in, a little while ago, you heard up from Greenfield, Final Frontier is charging any arcade in the area, all the video game arcades around the area. They've donated $25, and we're looking for more than that. Let's see if we can go beyond what Final Frontier has pledged. So we got a challenge going there also. And back with us again now after a little bit of a break. Happy to say, Ken Coleman. Welcome back, Ken.
Thank you. It's very nice to be back with you, and I know that you've been giving the numbers because I've been listening very closely, and it's 586-2721, and in Greenfield it's 774-2717. And as we move along in our radiothon today, we've had a number of guests during the course of the day, and it's my pleasure now to introduce to you a man that I have come to know through the Jimmy Fund and through the Institute, and I'm speaking of Jim Vinnick. And Jim, thank you very much for coming today.
Well, it's nice to be up here, Ken. We look forward to this each year. The party yesterday was terrific. The amount of money that we raised for the Jimmy Fund was great. And the camaraderie that we see beginning to evolve in a very large fashion in Western Massachusetts for the Jimmy Fund is just terrific.
And you, of course, have been involved in this in a very personal way, and you're here with your son, Michael, and I wonder if you could tell us about your experience.
Well, a few years ago, we happened to become involved with the Jimmy Fund because of the nature of illness of my son, Jeffrey, who was a student at Long Meadow High School. And we were referred down to the Children's Hospital and the Jimmy Fund people from the doctors in our area here in Western Massachusetts. And through the years of our association, my son, Michael, and my son, Jeffrey, who were very big sports enthusiasts, became involved in the Jimmy Fund through their through the affliction of Jeffrey. And because of that, we have continued that. We have met some terrific people. We work for the Jimmy Fund to raise funds. We run a government, which this year and for years to come will be named in Jeffrey's memory, the Memorial Tournament, which will be held in July at Twin Hills Country Club, and this year also at Crestview Country Club. And through the sports end of it, we have become involved.
Well, and we deeply appreciate that involvement, Jim, because as I have said, and I hope you don't mind my saying this, but you know, we talk about the cure rates and all of the good things that are happening, but there is the other side of that picture, and you have had to live through that side, and I just feel it's a tribute to you and the kind of a man that you are, and to your son Michael and your family, that you continue to do what you can, and because I'm not sure that everybody can do that. It's something that a person could very easily walk away from this kind of a situation and say that was a very sad part of my life, and I want to step away from it. But you have chosen not to do that, and I can't tell you how much I admire you for that.
Well, there's something else that I've been thinking about in relation to the past year, ever since Jeff passed away. And it takes me back to when I was little, and I used to go to the theaters in Springfield, and they used to pass the can for the Jimmy Fund in between the double features.
Right.
And I've talked to some people about that, reflecting back of how they used to pass the cans, and the ushers would wait at the end of the aisles, and the Jimmy Fund, of course, in those days was in its infancy. But it's something that I never forgot, and I guess back then, in my wildest imagination, I could never see where I would become involved with people of the stature that are involved with the Sydney Farber Cancer Clinic, the Children's Hospital situation. Circumstances certainly do change, and of course, it's something which I was aware of the Jimmy Fund ever since I was little, and it's there for the people when it's needed, and I think that's really where it's at. It's there when it's needed. There's a compassion type of a situation that develops, but also the friendships that develop out of it is something that I just could not walk away from. And my family has become much stronger because of it, as far as their personal relationships with people who are sick, people who are involved with organizations such as the Jimmy Fund. My son Michael has become deeply involved in raising money for charities. He's involved in charitable type of events at his school, and his association with the Jimmy Fund has a long ways to go, and he's a young man.
Right. Well, Jim, thank you. And Michael, it's very nice to have you come by. There's a couple of things that Michael and I were talking about last night and again today, which I don't think we ought to really talk about on the air right now, Michael, because they're in the, let's say the budding process. So we hope that something that might be involved with some of the people that you know through school and so forth. But nevertheless, it's an outstanding idea that you have, and we'll hope that it comes to fruition. And we appreciate the fact that you are working on that very much.
Thank you. I'll be happy to work on it. Is this on? I'll always work on it. And very important to me, through the Key Club, which I'm involved in our high school, I've made good friends. One of my best friends at home is the governor of the Key Club. And hopefully they're going to be able to work on this, put it together with the Jimmy Fund, and earn a good amount of money for it. Which, if not the money, we're at least going to be part of it to help out in any way we can.
Wonderful. That's really nice, and we really appreciate it, Michael.
Thank you.
Right. So we have had the pleasure here of talking with Jim Vinnick and his son Michael, and we again appreciate them coming by, and I'm sure that this is going to stir many of you to pick up those phones and give us a call at 586-2721, 586-2721, or in Greenfield at 774-2717. Jim, thanks a lot. Michael, appreciate it. Very nice.
Okay, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Ken. I guess right now we're going to go back to our resident cheerleader here, because we really need it right now. The phones haven't been ringing, and we need some action on those phones. So right now, if he's all set to go, we're going to turn it back over to Dennis Lee and try and get those phones ringing again. Dennis, let's go.
Okay, thank you, Mike. We're here on this Saturday, and it's nice to talk about pleasant things in Fenway Park and the Red Sox, but unless we can make the phone ring, we really are in big trouble. So please be thinking about these phone numbers, 586-2721 locally and 774-2717. And I have a fellow standing next to me. We just met about 30 seconds before. And what's your name?
Artie Goodhart.
Okay, Art, thanks for stopping. I know your son has been treated at the Farber Cancer Institute. Can you tell us a little bit about it? How did you come to end up to go through the Jimmy Fund down there?
As far as the mileage help and some of the drug help that they give us, the money that helps out a lot as far as the travel and you know, the things he gets.
And where are you from?
I'm from Shutesbury.
Okay, so he actually gets help. How often are you involved with that?
We go down to Jimmy Fund about once. We go once a week.
And we were talking last night at the banquet about the kind of care and the atmosphere, and how have you found it in the way they deal with the kids and dealing with the problems?
The problems dealing with the kids is excellent down there. The people that I associated down there are just fantastic.
What's your son's name?
Artie.
Artie, can you just say hello?
Mm-hmm.
Think he'd say hello? He's got a big smile on his face. Just say hello.
Yeah.
That's fair, and I can do. He's going to take my job. That's very good. So, look, we're talking about the Jimmy Fund helping people. We're not talking about, you know, Mr. X in Cleveland that we're never going to, you know, see or hear about. We're talking about real people with real problems getting real help. Please make the phone ring. Now, you've heard the story from Jim Vinnick, the true life story. You know, this isn't a script on MASH. This is real. We're talking about Artie here and his son, and they've been helped. I'd like to have the phones ring. The phones are kind of quiet. Please make the phones ring. Please, we want to see if we can give away a memento from the UMass dinner last night, a great paperweight, and for a $10 pledge. We have autographed baseballs of the Red Sox. Please call for that. We have Red Sox posters, minimum pledge of $3, and they are gorgeous. They're really nice to put in your son or daughter's room. They're really, really fine. Please make the call. Make the phones ring. They're quiet at the moment, and we need your help. We've said it over and over. It hasn't changed. It's still true. 586-2721. Thank you. Now we'd like to have another phone ring if we possibly can. You know, as somebody on the radio, usually records are music to our ears. On this Saturday afternoon, the telephone really is music to my ears. It won't make the top 10 or the top 40 or the top 80, but we can do it today. And whether you're listening in Greenfield or right near the Hampshire Mall, as you listen to WHMP or WPOE, please call. Please make the phones ring and please donate. If you're in the mall, if you walk on by, we're located right across from Friendly's. If you care to drop in some cash in the bucket, that would be wonderful. If you'd like to make a pledge, that's great too. We have Jim Rice as a bat that's been used. As a matter of fact, there's a little nick in it, but it's a great souvenir. And we have a pledge of $50. If you top that, it can be yours. And that would be great to put on the mantle. It's super. The kids are really staying in shape when they look at that thing. So please, make your phone call. Help us out this afternoon, 586-2721. And right now I've got some Jimmy Fund license plates. $5 will get you a license plate. It's going to make you feel good if you call. Can we please have the phone ring? 586-2721. 586-2721. Thank you. Don't make us wait, because tomorrow just might be too late for your friends and for your neighbors and people you don't even know that might need your help real soon. 586-2721, and in Greenfield, 774-2717. Please don't wait to join. It's time right now to check in with WPOE and see what they have going, and one Bob Sawyer. Bob?
Well, thank you very much. We are back here at the studios of WPOE in Greenfield, and it sounds like they're having a very busy time down at the Hampshire Mall. I heard the phones ringing down there. We want them to ring up here, too. Our phone number is 774-2717. We have had a couple of pledges I want to pass on to you. Pledge from Dana and Bob Brownstein at Greenfield Supply Company on Deerfield Street in Greenfield. We want to thank those people very, very much for your kind pledge to the Jimmy Fund. Also, we have a donation from Joseph Crowley of Amherst. And he asks us to mention that it's in memory of his mother. So, Mr. Crowley, thank you very, very much for joining us today and for that kind pledge to the Jimmy Fund. I'm going to repeat this challenge now from the Final Frontier Arcade in Greenfield. They have donated $25, and they would like to challenge all of the arcades in the area to match this pledge. So those of you out there at the Dream Machine, at Just Fun, at Spectrum, at the Video Barn out in Orange, you guys, you've been challenged. The Final Frontier in Greenfield has come up with $25. Can you match that? If so, give us a call here at the studio, 774-2717. We'll be happy to mention on the air that you have matched the challenge. I mean, we're sure that those of you out there in charge of those arcades are not going to want to be coming out second best today on this Jimmy-thon. So there's the challenge from the Final Frontier. If you would like to come on down to our studios, we do have refreshments. We have some nice gifts that have been donated by the Leader Beverage Corporation in Brattleboro. I'll talk more about them when I come back on a little bit later. We also just simply want to remind you that this is a very, very important cause, the Jimmy Fund. We're trying to raise money so that the research continues, and maybe, just maybe someday, there will be no more cancer. And wouldn't that be something, huh? And it isn't a pipe dream. It isn't just a fantasy. It's because medical technology advances when they have the money to spend, and the only way they get the money, at least as far as the Jimmy Fund is concerned, is by generous people like yourselves listening to me right now. Give us a call and pledge, please. 774-2717. And come on down to our studio if you'd like. We'd love to talk to you at 154 Federal Street in Greenfield. So, that does it for my segment this hour. I'll be back talking to you next hour. Let's take it back to the Hampshire Mall.
Thank you, Bob. Nice job. And we're hoping that our friends up there in Franklin County can come through for us and get those phones ringing up at WPOE. And, of course, get those phones ringing at the Hampshire Mall, 586-2721. We do have pledges to tell you about. And first of all, before we get to your pledges, Ken, I'd like to tell you about a gentleman in Florence by the name of Ernie Bellevue. He's a woodworker, and he is donating a wall shelf. If you've been thinking of putting some shelving into your wall somewhere in your home, for a $30 contribution, Ernie will come and do that work for you. He does great work, and for a $30 donation to the Jimmy Fund, Ernie Bellevue of Florence will come and install a wall shelf in your house. So there you go. That's a pretty good price for a wall shelf. So let's hear $30 from somebody out there. Ken?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. And this is an interesting contribution here. It's a challenge, and it's from Charlotte Below of the American Legion. Does that look like hay sieves to you? Is that the? I can't quite make that out. But anyway, on Myrtle Street in Northampton, a challenge to all American Legion baseball teams, $25. And interestingly enough, I was at a banquet in Manchester, New Hampshire on Wednesday night, and Bob Feller was present, and I found out that he and Ted Williams, who was also present, were the first two major leaguers who had played Legion baseball. And I played Legion baseball myself for 3 years, so I hope there'll be a response. All American Legion baseball teams are challenged to $25, and it's Charlotte Bilaeau. So thank you very much for that challenge. And the challenge actually should be on a yellow slip, but that's okay as long as we can keep track of it, Mike. And Lothrop Sawin of High Street in Florence, thank you very much. And Jack Lucy of North Street in Northampton, in memory of Bill Lucy. Attorney John Foley of Northampton, thank you very much. And Irene Pepin of North Main Street in Florence. And Jenny Dosti of East Hampton, in loving memory of Desiree Dosti, I believe it is. I hope I'm saying that correctly. An anonymous contribution from Chesterfield Road in Northampton. We have June Owen of Bright Avenue in Northampton came by and picked up a license plate. And Connie Bergmark and Krista Williams of Greenfield Road in Montague. We thank you very much for your contribution today. And Frank Pacala Kennels of Hadley on North Maple Street, thank you for helping us out. And Jane LaPointe of Hendrick Street in East Hampton, we appreciate your contribution today. 586-2721, 774-2717.
And of course, let's not forget those items that we're giving away today, and not giving away, we're looking for some donations. The Jim Rice baseball bat, we have a bid of $50 on that, and Paul Walker from the Northampton Chamber of Commerce had made a earlier donation, and Paul, your donation has been beaten, and you looked real good with that bat on your shoulder there, so if you're listening and you want to top that $50 bid, we'd like to hear from you again. And also, of course, the autographed baseball, we haven't heard anything on that. We're looking for what, a $50 minimum on that? This is a baseball autographed by the 1982 Red Sox, already a collector's item. Some of those Red Sox are no longer Red Sox. So what a great gift for a youngster in your family or a friend, his very own Red Sox autographed baseball. And, of course, the piece of the green wall. We have a $100 bid on that. And, again, a great conversation piece for your rec room or your home bar or your business or whatever, an actual piece of the green wall from Fenway Park. So we'd like to get some bids on those. And, of course, we want to hear a bid of any amount, not a bid, a donation of any amount to the Jimmy Fund. It doesn't have to be a big one. We like the big ones, but the little ones add up too. 586-2721, 586-2721 here at Hampshire Mall. The phones are quiet right now. I'd like to hear from you in Greenfield, 774-2717. And right now we want to turn the mic over to Mark Berman of WPOE. Mark?
Well, thank you very much. And I'm looking at a beautiful poster right here. And this poster is a collage of Boston Red Sox history, going back to the late 1930s with outfielder Dom DiMaggio, right up to the present. There's a picture of Jim Rice here. Bill Lee, Bill Mambo, Kett,